Some additional funds are heading towards the producers. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. That is the word we're receiving from Washington. Some additional funds are coming out from the Trump administration. Jordan Dux is the Senior Director of National Affairs with the Nebraska Farm Bureau.
Yeah, I think the president has made it clear, but I know the president's talked about around $12 billion or so of economic assistance, a bridge payment, if you will. The reminder, we had some needed provisions, Farm Bill provisions, in the One Big Beautiful Bill. Well, the payments for that cover 2025 won't be made until October of 26. Everything's a year delayed. And so for a lot of producers, a bridge payment is necessary. Yeah. The economics are very tough in farm country for a majority of the products we produce. And so that bridge payment for producers, I think, is necessary. We're hopeful we can tie in some additional policy initiatives with that. We'll see what Congress wants to do. We'll see what that program looks like. And we certainly appreciate it. But at the same time, as always, our producers would rather get paid from the marketplace and the government. We'll see what happens. We'll see what that looks like. If we can get these prices back, if we can build more demand, that's the best way to do it. And we're hopeful that can be accomplished here in the months ahead.
If I may, let me ask you about on the beef side of things, Jordan. And a lot of talk here recently about the plant closure, Tyson in Lexington, Nebraska, what it means. Maybe you don't directly deal with that particular, but what's the kind of general feel across the state of Nebraska with this?
You know, I think it's certainly disappointing from our standpoint. We understand economics are economics, and folks have to deal with that. But at the same time, that plant extremely important to Nebraska cattle producers, and certainly obviously important to the community of Lexington as well. So it certainly was a disappointing decision. We are hopeful that plant can be repurposed, can be sold, something can happen with it. We have a lot of cattle in this state.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.